How are you feeling about all the moves, Ira, with all the new free agency signings that Douglas has done? I'm not letting Douglas off the hook yet. I know there's a lot of Jet fans praising him. I know he made some decent moves this far this offseason, but as far as that is concerned, he should have did this last year. He's a year late, so I expect a little bit more from him now. So how are you feeling about all the moves that we've made so far?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page as you are. He kind of put himself in this position.
Yeah.
I'll give him credit, but I'm not going to make him general manager of the year.
No.
I mean, let's face it, you know, everybody knows that if they don't win, they're gone. So he got all these older veterans coming off injury, most of them. In their prime, they were all really, really good players. They got them on 1 year deals. I get that. I guess with the capital that he had to work with, I guess he did about his best possible job as anybody else could, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I still think he needs to add a lot of O-line depth because with Simpson and even Morgan Moses, Tyron Smith, these guys are very injury prone. And I did read that Simpson has a lot of holds, so they got an older Mekhi Becton. He's better than Mekhi, but he still holds a lot. I just think that there's still more that he has to bring in to solidify that line because if any of these guys go down, we can't have the same problem as last year. And then, especially with Rodgers coming back off of an Achilles injury, we can't have a weak offensive line.
No, I agree with you. And whether his plans are to get, I'm sure he will, like Bakari or any of these other players, that, especially after June 1st when players let go, I'm sure he's going to fill in with some other veterans. But, you know, it's a lead us right to that draft question. You know, what if they stay at 10, and I'm not sure they will, but if they do stay at 10, do they draft an offensive lineman because they know he's going to have to play at some point because these guys are going to get hurt? Or do they go with the best available player and take a tight end or a receiver?
What are you leaning towards? Because I know everyone's all hyped up about Brock with this Brock Bowers guy, and I feel as though if the Jets don't draft him, he's going to be a star. But if the Jets draft him, he could be a bust because there's a lot of hoopla going around. There's a lot of excitement and hype around him.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the way I look at it, if they have him graded as the highest player when they get, let's say they pick a 10, mm-hmm. and the grade for him is higher than an offensive lineman or any other position, I think you have to take him.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, if he could be the next Kelce or, you know, one of these type of players, Kittle, it makes sense. But I'm not going to get bent at taking a tight end at 10. You're reaching, you know, if he's going to be that good, I'm not concerned about it. I'll give them a dimension in the offense that they don't have right now. Mm-hmm. And it may be a much needed pick because, let's face it, Xavier Gibson is not a number three.
No.
Okay. Lazard, I guess they're stuck with him. I guess he's your number three, but he's not a slot receiver. So if they're going to be going in with that group, it's like, let's say you have Wilson, Williams, Lazard, Gibson, let's say Corey Davis comes back. A guy like Bowers could really make that group a lot better.
He could.
So it's a tough debate. So I think, if it was like a tiebreaker, like if you had Bowers or one of the offensive linemen and they were graded equally, I'm kind of torn because I don't think they have the luxury to pick somebody and wait to week six to stick an offensive lineman in because one of these tackles goes down.
Yeah.
Okay. But on the other part, you know, if you're taking somebody with a 10th pick, you want him to contribute right away.
Exactly. And they can't do another Will McDonald pick because that was ridiculous. I don't like that pick, and now he's going to have to step up for Bryce Huff any better, too. Because when they picked him, they didn't even utilize him.
No, and you know how I felt about that. I told you he looked a little shaky in camp. And I give him the benefit of the doubt, maybe put some weight on, but I think he's still going to be more like an Aaron Maven. But and you know what? I don't even really pay much attention to like Sal or Douglas' remarks because they don't really tell you anything.
No.
Well, one of the remarks that did catch my eye that Sal said was the one with Bryce Huff. And I forgot how he worded it, but it seemed like he was a little twisted on it, you know, and he wasn't happy about it because he compared it like with Mario, the relief pitcher from the Yankees, Mariano Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like he was really annoyed that they traded him. But on the other hand, if they had kept him, then they wouldn't have added the 6 or 8 players that they added. So, you know, I understand it both ways. But what I did take out of that is that if he's so annoyed that they got rid of Huff, that means he has no faith in McDonald.
No, he doesn't. And I don't have any faith in him either, because I remember last year when some of the linemen, I think they were even speaking about kind of his lack of work ethic, if you remember Jermaine Johnson saying that. And that bothered me from the moment that they said that. And now there's these rumors going around, especially you might have seen them online. I know there's these Jet media on people on Twitter are saying that, oh, well, they're kind of giving the hint that Jadeveon Clowney is a lock, but we haven't heard anything yet. And Douglas said that there is no news to report on that. So, I mean, I'll take Clowney. I mean, if it's for the right money, I'm not going to be giving him a big contract.
No, but you know what? I think Clowney, he's your second best defensive lineman right away, out of the gate. But I think the problem with Clowney is, and I don't even think it's a financial thing, and I certainly don't believe it's a lock because we've gotten burnt before.
Yeah.
But it's good not to read that he's taking any other visits, so that's a positive. But I think one of the things that Clowney might done, I'm just trying to get inside his head, is that Salah doesn't want to play these defensive linemen 3 downs.
No.
And Clowney has made it known that he wants to stay on the field.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's one of the things that's holding up the whole thing. You don't know.
It could be. And another comment that did catch my attention as well that Salah made was the whole, I forget how he worded it, but he would never admit that if you don't make the playoffs that the season was a failure. I think that was disgrace. That's the same thing that the Johnsons have been saying with no playoff mandates. So he's already setting himself up to almost in a security blanket to don't be surprised if we don't make the playoffs, because he was like, it's not a failure. He's already hinting at it.
Well, you want to know something? And we're talking right now, and say this, because I think if Rodgers has, and I think Rodgers will have a good year, I don't know how many games will play, but he'll have a good year. And they're a very competitive team. I think even if they come up short and don't make the playoffs, let's say they go 9-8 and they don't get in,
mm-hmm.
if Rodgers wants to come back, I could see these two returning.
Yeah.
I don't see Rodgers coming back for year 3 with a new GM and a new head coach.
I don't see it either. And Salah, he's going to be on the hot seat if this team doesn't make the playoffs. They have to make the playoffs this year. There's no excuses. And they've made some risky moves. I think Mike Williams is a risk because he's coming off an ACL. So that's still a question mark there. And like we said earlier, Lazard, he really isn't that good. But that contract, it's almost as though they're stuck with him. But I'd rather bring back Corey Davis instead of Lazard. Lazard was a horrible signing.
Oh, if I could get out of, somehow get something and get rid of Lazard, I'd take Corey Davis in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And
same thing with Zach Wilson, too. I would trade him for a 7th-round pick. You just got to get him off the roster because you're just paying this guy to come back and he's going to sit there 3rd string. And I don't want to see him anymore. I feel like he's just damaged goods for this team at this point. And it's just best to just move on from him and maybe draft another quarterback in the later rounds or something.
Well, I just think he's bad karma having him around the organization, and they report, I think, the 15th of April for off-season condition program.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how he could happen in the building. And did you hear or see Woody Johnson's remarks about him yesterday?
I did see that they, if they can't get anything for him, that they're going to keep him. I wasn't happy about that.
I don't really buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they bring him, I mean, if it goes that way, and Woody doesn't want to eat the money, and they bring him back as a 3rd string, this is going to be a disaster.
It is, because you know what's going to happen, because this is the jet luck. Rodgers is going to go down, and Tyrod Taylor has his, even though he's a really good backup, he has a lot of injury concerns. He's going to go down, and then here we go. We're right back with Zach Wilson again, and we know the season's over.
Oh, yeah, we can, let's say they're 6-4 and Rodgers gets hurt, Taylor pulls a hamstring, and then you got to go to Wilson. And but I find it so hard to believe that they would do it. But it's the Jets. So,
yeah.
You know, with the Jets, it's just like the vice president story with Rodgers. As ridiculous as it was, I mean, you forget about the politics stuff. The whole story was crazy.
It was.
But until they put it to bed, I couldn't think that it wasn't a possibility because it's the Jets.
Yeah, I know. He would leave the Jets and go run for VP because we just have the worst luck. I mean, he goes down on the fourth play with an Achilles. It's unbelievable. The season was over and within the 59 seconds, something like that, 69, it was unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable how that happened. And we can't get our hopes up this year. I'm not doing it again because my hopes up were really up there when we got Rodgers and we made all these moves, and I think we really were just so happy that we got Rodgers that we were really making more out of some of these signings like Mecole Hardman and these guys that they brought in here than they really were, because we saw how Mecole Hardman ended up. He couldn't even get on the field, and he ends up winning the Chiefs the Super Bowl with the last catch there in the end zone.
I know, and then we were both on the same page with going after Rodgers or not, and I will admit, once he got here and he did all the right things, I'll give him credit for that. Mm-hmm. All right. I said, oh, well, you know what? I was wrong. And, you know, but I never, when after watching him practice, I never bought into the hype that they were a Super Bowl team. And now the crazy thing is, when I happen to turn on the radio occasionally here and there, I hear some of these fans calling up and they think winning the division's a lock.
Yeah.
I mean, just why is it a lock? Because they got 30-year-old plus offensive linemen coming off of injury.
Yeah, I'll never admit it. I want to see the playoffs. We haven't sniffed the playoffs in over, what is it now, 14 years? I mean, it's been that long.
It's going on year 14.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I'm not even going to talk Super Bowl. Let's talk playoffs first. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers being healthy. You know, that's what they need. That's the number one concern is these players staying healthy this year, because if there's injuries all over the place, that's not going to be good. And Douglas did take risks with the guys he signed because they all have injury concerns.
Well, I don't really think he had much of a choice.
Yeah, really. He really didn't.
I mean, you know, it's funny with free agents. You know, you get an occasional hit here and there when you find somebody or you overpay for somebody. But really, there's a reason why players hit free agency. Either, you know, you have to pay them more than what they're worth, they have injury problems, or they're past their prime.
Yeah. It's so, like a used car. You know, you're taking a gamble.
Bingo. That kind of summed it up. That's right. You're buying a bunch of used cars. That's basically And now it might work. Maybe they all stay healthy. I mean, on paper, potentially, if they all play, this possibly could be a really good team.
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
I have to see it to believe it.
Yeah,
I have to see it.
And they have to. Another thing too, Breece Hall, because we talked about this last year, they were running him to the ground in some of those games, and they got to get a backup too. I don't think Izzy Abanaconda is a solid number two, so they're gonna have to bring in a veteran or draft somebody. I don't know. I don't think they can just kill him to death with Izzy.
I think Zeke Elliott's still around, right?
Yeah, he is. You would like to bring him in?
Yeah, I mean, anybody kind of like him that's kind of like a big back that, you know, you could put him in on third one or, you know, could give you 6 to 8, maybe, you know, 10 touches a game if you have to. I mean, I watched Herman Edwards run Curtis Martin into the ground and probably took 2 or 3 years off his career.
Yeah.
And I don't want the same thing to happen to Hall.
No,
because
I don't.
You know, because you know what's going to happen. Well, what are we going into year 3 with Hall? Mm-hmm. And let's say, I don't know, let's say he gets catches, rushing, he gets about 325 touches this year. And then the following year, the same thing. Now, all of a sudden, you're stuck in the same boat that the Giants had with Barkley.
Yeah.
You got a running back that has a lot of wear and tear on the tires. And are you going to pay this guy a fortune of money when he's going into year 5 with all, you know, with all the wear and tear?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, no more Dalvin Cook. We don't need him back because I hope that's.
Boy,
oh,
Oh, I was wrong on him, man. Yeah. I thought for sure this is like a piece to the puzzle.
Yeah, I did too. He just didn't. To be honest, I just think that once Rodgers went down, he didn't want to be here. That was it. He just basically he waved the flag and was like, "Yeah, you know, I'm just gonna get my paycheck and that's it."
I think you're right because I think in one of the Raven playoff games, I saw him one carry, and I said, "Whoa, wait a minute." He didn't look like that with a Jet uniform on.
No. Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, I don't. He didn't want to be here after Rodgers went down. And to be honest with you, I don't blame him. Zach Wilson, they got to get rid of him. It's unbelievable. I think that we were wrong about him. And I don't want to talk about drafting quarterback. I hope Rodgers is right because he did say that he predicted. He was like, yeah, I could play another 4 years. I hope he's right because I don't trust the Jets to make any quarterback decisions in the draft anytime soon. I'd rather just play Rodgers till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust him. You're right. But, I mean, if they don't win this year, I mean, could you see him coming back for a third year?
I could, but I couldn't. Because we know how Rodgers is. He has these weird decisions, and he's not really someone that you can rely on.
No, I really don't. I think once he buys in, he's all in.
Yeah.
But I think until he makes that commitment, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. You don't know. And I know there's still question marks with this team, like Nathaniel Hackett. I think he's a disgrace, to be honest with you. I just don't think that he's any good. You saw the play call on last year, so I don't know how that's going to go because Rodgers is coming back. I really do hope Rodgers takes the reins with the play calling now that he's healthy because Hackett was horrible.
I would think he would. But you know what? I have to laugh. I heard a couple of, like one or two people talking about it. They said, well, you know, yeah, I mean, these guys are a little older on the offensive line. I get it. But Rodgers will cover up for them being past their prime because he gets rid of the ball quickly. But people fail to remember, as great as Aaron Rodgers was, he may not have that quickness that he had when he was 25 or 30 because he's going to be 41 years old.
Yeah, and he's coming off an Achilles. And that's what led to his downfall last year when Dwayne Brown, he was getting sacked left and right. And then Dwayne Brown let the Buffalo Bill guy get right past him. And that's, there you go, his Achilles goes down. So he didn't evade that sack.
And, you know, I brought this up with so many people, and it should have been a red flag as soon as we saw it in that giant preseason game. And he did throw a touchdown pass afterwards. Yeah. But it was either the first, second pass, and he had a roll to his right, and he almost tripped and fell down, and I forgot who was chasing him. And I'm saying to myself, oh, my goodness. I said, this can't be, you know, this is not how it's going to be this year. You know, and I don't think he's going to be able to escape the pocket like that. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't care how great of a healer you are. Or you're still 41 years old off an Achilles. And if he didn't have an Achilles injury, you're going to lose a step off, you know, just because you're getting a little older. That's part of the aging process.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, look at Tom Brady. Even though Brady won a Super Bowl with the Bucs, if you think back and look at some of the games that he played in, his release wasn't as quick as it used to.
No.
He didn't step up into the pocket like he used to because he was a little older.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. There's no hope this year that I'm going to be having the same excitement as last year. I'm just keeping it, the levels turned on the hype and excitement down, and that's how it's going to be because after that Buffalo game, I mean, I wasn't surprised because bad things happened to the Jets, but I'm just not willing to get my hopes up again. Not after
that. But it's funny you say that because most of the people I know, people like 40 and older or 50 and older who have been around to see like a lot of the bad Jets, they're the ones who have said, okay, you know, we're going to proceed with cautious, you know, with this, you know, going into the season, okay? But yet I hear these 25-year-olds, and they think it's like, it's a lock to win a division. You know, there's no reason why they shouldn't be in the AFC championship game. You know, everything's going to click. You know, they're going to have a killer draft added to this free agent class, and, you know, one of the best teams in the AFC. Matter of fact, I even heard it. Was it Pro Football Talk? And one of these shows, they had the Jets rated like the fourth or fifth best team in the AFC, and I was laughing.
Oh, man. They're really buying into the hype and really hyping us up they're setting us up for failure almost. And we still need a safety. I still think we need a safety on the defense as well, because you got Chuck Clark coming back and he had that injury and they lost Jordan Whitehead. So I still think a safety, and they better not even think about bringing Jamal Adams back. Give me anyone besides him.
Oh, no, I can't deal with him.
No.
I can't deal with him. I can't. Not him, I can't deal with. You know? And so, you know, it's funny with the Wilson thing and just leading into Woody's comments and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. If they get anything whatsoever for this guy, it would be a miracle, because I guess they're not eating as much money as they would have to. I guess they would have to split it with somebody. Mm-hmm. But why would anybody in their right mind even give up a seventh pick in the 2030 draft, okay, and take on $2.5 million worth of contract with this kid?
Yeah, I know. And he's terrible. He's so... man, were we wrong about him? And you know what? I think the Steelers have a steal with them trading for Justin Fields. We should have got Fields over Wilson. We really should have.
It wouldn't have been a bad move.
No.
But it's funny. I would love to see Wilson go up to the CFL and play up there.
Mm.
Because I think he would do well. I really do.
Yeah.
It's a wide open game. He could run around, run backward, run sideways, fling the ball 50 yards down the field. And I think he would do well up there. I really do.
Yeah, he probably would.
I mean, unless he goes to a guy like Andy Reid and he, like, I don't know, completely changes his kid, I don't see where he's going to go somewhere and sit and become Geno Smith in 5 years. I just don't see it.
No, I don't see it. And you know what? I've been saying it a lot now. I think he's worse than Darnold. I really do. And I didn't like Darnold. I think there's something about it. It's just worse.
Well, you know what's funny? It's funny you say that, because you were reading my mind. I actually think Darnold is going to win the job in Minnesota and play decently. Okay?
Yeah.
But with that said, Wilson has so much more talent, physical talent, than Darnold ever will. But Darnold was the better of two quarterbacks than he was. You know what I mean. I mean, look, if you really think of Darnold's Jet career, I think it was the final, year when Gase won like 6 out of 7, or I forget what he went. Down the stretch, 6-2.
Oh, yeah, that was Gase's first year.
That was the first year, right. And Donald was showing signs of actually getting it together.
Yeah.
You know, he had some really, even I think Bowles was last year, he had that Packer game and he had the Texan game. And, you know, he was starting to piece it together. And then it's like, ever since that mono, just everything went downhill after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of Darnold, but I would take him over Wilson. But Wilson's just not the answer. I just think the Jets just don't have any luck of drafting, because it's the people in the scouting departments, and it's the luck too. They can't pick the right guys.
Well, I think it also has something to do with quarterbacks. I mean, look what we just went in a round circle with the quarterbacks. Okay, yeah, Darnold comes out with mono. Okay, Rodgers blows out his Achilles like 5 seconds into the season.
Yeah.
Right, Wilson, okay, everybody knows you can't put on a Jet uniform, but the owner says they're going to hold on to him if they can't trade him.
Yeah.
It's like if I was a college player, if I got drafted by the Jets, there's no way I would go there.
Yeah.
There's no way I would want to put on a Jet uniform if I was drafted out of college.
No, I wouldn't either, because you're cursed. You're hexed. And I don't know. The draft is going to be interesting. I've been seeing all these rumors of them trading up for like Marvin Harrison Jr., maybe them trading back.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. And it's just, I don't know. I'm with either. It has to be an offensive pick. I don't want to see another defensive lineman. I don't want to see that. Now that we have Rodgers, we got to put everything into the offensive basket right now. The defense to me is set. Like I said, they need to add a safety. They could probably bring in Clowney. That's it. I don't want to see any defensive lineman for a while now, especially after they blew that pick on Will McDonald. So I'm good with, I would prefer a lineman at 10 if Marvin Harrison isn't there or this Brock Bowers guy that everyone's talking about. But if he's there, I think you do have to take a gamble for an offensive weapon if you really believe he's the guy.
Yeah, once again, it's going to come down to their grades on these players and, you know, who's off the board, who's still available. And I think in the perfect world, you know, he'd probably like to trade down about five spots. You know, pick up maybe get a third or get a second. We don't have that second round pick, and then maybe get the player they really like at 15 if that was the number. But once again, the draft is a complete crapshoot, and I'm laughing already. How many were like 5 weeks away from the draft? 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen, and I'll glance at these mock drafts once in a while to get a laugh, and I see people already up to like 8th or 9th mock draft. It's like by the time they get to the draft, some of these people have 25 mock drafts out there.
Yeah, it's definitely not a there's no certainty with this draft. I've been seeing all the picks changing back and forth, and Caleb Williams they say it's a lock to go to the Bears, but he doesn't want to go there, and it's crazy. You're seeing all these different mock drafts go around, but I just hope that the Jets get it right, whatever pick that they make, because the only thing that does scare me, I will say this about them taking a lineman with the first pick, is Mekhi Becton, because they drafted him and he was a big time bust. He was good his rookie year, but after that it was over.
Well, once again, there you go. They sit at 10 and you have the chance of getting maybe the third best offensive lineman, or you could have a game changer like a guy like Bowers. You know, that it's a very tough decision.
I would take Bowers. If you're at the third best lineman in the draft, I would take Bowers.
You're not going to get the first guy. He's going to be off the board. I mean, you got to figure 4 quarterbacks go before the Jets pick, you would think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to have probably 2 receivers go, so that's 6. You'll probably have 2 offensive linemen go, so that's 8. A defensive guy, 9. So I think realistically, unless you get really lucky, you're probably going to be staring at the third best offensive lineman. And I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that either. I think at that point you got to take Bowers. And this team really needs a star tight end. I'm not buying Conklin's decent. I mean, thank God they got rid of CJ Uzomah, but this team has never really had, I mean, Dustin Keller was like their only legitimate, I mean, Mickey Schuler back in the 80s there. This team's never had like that star tight end. So if Bowers can be that, I'm all for it.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, and listen, I'm very pro Bowers, mm-hmm. All right? But one thing that scares me, okay, and I think as I've gotten older, I've learned my lessons. You have to raise your level when you get to the NFL.
Yeah.
These people, oh, did you see the highlights? Did you watch him play? It all looks great, but it's still college football.
Exactly.
And I remember when they drafted Jason Morrow, they said this guy was a catching machine.
Texas A&M.
He was a game changer. He's going to get you 100 catches a year. He could spray to take the top off the field, go down the seam. He was the whole package.
And all he did was drop passes.
He was a bust. He was one of the biggest busts they ever drafted.
Second round draft choice. And all he did was drop passes. Yeah.
That's right. That's what I mean. It's like, I guess scouts do this. I don't know for sure. But like, if I was an assignment and assigned to 10 players, I don't want to see their highlights. I want to see when they make a bad play or if they give up on plays. And now, like if Bowers, like if he goes out and he drops the ball, how does he
recover?
Come back? Right. That's what I'd be looking for. Because they could all catch, they could all run, they could all block, they could all fly. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know what happens after they make a mistake, if they sulk or if they step up their game. That's how I decide to draft somebody.
Yeah, I agree. No, I completely agree, because it's always the highlight tapes and you never see the mistakes. And to me, I think the safe
mistakes.
No, you don't. And I think the safe pick, now that you've brought this into the equation, you brought back flashbacks of the nightmare Jason Morrow. I think the safe pick here is Marvin Harrison Jr., but I don't think he's fallen that to 10.
No.
That's the safe pick.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, that would be the safe pick. I would, if I was the whoever's announcing the, I couldn't get Roger Goodell up to that podium quick enough to announce Marvin Harrison if he was there at 10.
Oh, I'm sure they would, but yeah. But just to go back, you know, it's been an interesting off season. You know, I think, like I said, I think with the resources he had to work with, I think he did the best he could.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not giving him a prize, but I will give him credit for trying to piece together. You know, he filled a lot of needs they needed. Now you got to hope they stay healthy. And, you know, we talked all this time. We've yet to talk about the coach.
Yeah, coach, yeah. He's
the biggest question mark. Yeah, question mark out of all these pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk about where Smith could have stayed healthy and this guy and that guy. What about the head coach?
Yeah.
With 47 seconds to go and it's third down and he's going against Mike Tomlin. You know, is he going to out-coach the coach? You know, I've yet to see it. You know?
No. And not calling timeouts. We've seen that happen plenty of times. Oh.
Of course. So that's another piece of the puzzle. Oh, and by the way, I don't know, did you see what the news with the kickoff return that came out today?
No. What happened with? Oh, yeah. They said that's going to impact the Jets. I did read something about that.
They voted on it, and, you know, actually, after I digested the rules and kind of looked at it, I kind of like it because I can't take them kicking the balls out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest waste of my time.
It is. Yeah, I agree. And they have a good special team, the Jets. You got Thomas Morstead back here, Greg Zuerlein's back, and that solidified. And we saw Morstead really had it. He was the best player on this team. Really?
That's right.
Last year.
Hopefully his punt attempts will be cut in half this year because we have drives going,
yeah,
hopefully.
Exactly. Oh, there were so many, especially in the Giant game, all those great punts that he had.
Oh, that was incredible. Absolutely incredible. Him and Zuerlein, I mean, the two of them, they were tremendous last year. They really were.
Yeah. I mean, when we look at kickers like Nick Falk, Zuerlein, the Jets, you really don't understand how much value a kicker has unless you kick for the Jets, because that's the only way you're scoring majority of the time.
That's right. Well, I don't think that's going to be that big of an issue this year if everybody stays healthy.
Oh, yeah, if Rodgers is in there, yeah.
I'll sum it up like this. I expect a fun, you know, barring any catastrophic injuries, I expect an exciting, fun season and some meaningful football in December.
Yeah. I do too.
And that's about as far as I'll go until I see the product.
Yeah. And they better beat Miami this year too. I know they're going to be more tough this year because they did. I think they got Shaq Barrett. They got Jordan Poyer now. They added some pieces. So they better, and then there was rumors of them getting Odell Beckham, and if that happens, they're going to be the team to beat in the division because the Bills took some losses there. I mean, I still get that they have Allen and Diggs and all that, but they don't have Gabe Davis anymore. It's going to be tough. And the Dolphins had their way with us this year. That blowout game in December there, that was horrible. It's just, yeah, I mean,
what do you think of this Wednesday football? Whether they're going to stop putting in the holidays?
Yeah, I don't like that. But I mean, we had the first Black Friday game this year. And that was crazy. And that was the Dolphin game. Wasn't that the Dolphin?
That was the Dolphin game. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, when the Hail Mary came back, or was it they punted it and ran it back?
Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Boyle started that game.
Yeah,
I
and he threw it out there, got intercepted, and it was run back. Yeah.
Oh my God! You can't make it. And you know, it's funny. I haven't found out yet, or nobody's confirmed with me. I wonder if we're getting that Black Friday game again, because everything I've heard is that Woody was pushing for it to, like, you know, you have the Lions home game, the Cowboys home game, and he wanted the Jets to have that Thanksgiving game. You know,
no more national embarrassments. No more.
Well, you, I mean, you know, they got to get at least 3 to 4 primetime games. You know that.
Yeah, especially with Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah, and then with flexing at the end of the year, so would I be surprised if they play 6 primetime games? No, it wouldn't shock me at all.
No, it wouldn't shock me, and it's... I don't know. I'm just hoping, like you said, for a meaningful, fun season, and there's games to play for in December, and that they go into the playoffs. But like you said, gotta stay healthy.
That's it, and we're looking forward to the draft and the schedule, and then before you know it, they'll be in camp in August. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, the year's blowing by. It's already April. This coming Monday already. It's unbelievable how fast this year is blowing by.
Yeah, it really is. It's really going fast. But
and we're gonna have new uniforms too, Ira. I heard that they're.
Oh, that's right. The new. Well, you know what? I am so happy they're getting rid of those other ones.
They reeked of Adam Gase. I know we talked about that.
They've been bad luck ever since they got them.
Yeah.
So many bad things have happened since they got those uniforms. And I'm really. Did Don got mono when they had those uniforms?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, I just, they shouldn't even like put them in the archives. They should like just burn them.
Yeah, just burn them and erase them from history. Like they never existed. Yeah.
They really should. But no, looking forward to the new uniforms, the new look. And before you know it, you know, the season will be here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think they're going to be, I don't know, from what I've heard and what people said online, they're going to be the 80s sack exchange era uniforms. Yeah.
Yes, I've heard the same thing. And I really want them to have the white face mask.
Yeah.
I think that looks really cool with the green helmet.
I agree. And you know, it would be a good alternate because I do miss the uniforms that we had before we went to these atrocious ones that we have now. I think if they could bring those back for a couple games, even for like a throw, I think those would be nice. I miss those. These uniforms are so bad. And there's so many terrible things that went on with these new uniforms. It made you miss the old uniform.
I know. You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, so it's funny. As you get older, I would never think that like a throwback uniform would be like from, you know, the original uniforms. It's so hard to believe.
Yeah, because we went to the AFC Championship 2 years in a row with those uniforms. So, we didn't have that success with these new ones. They're terrible. Ugh.
Well, the only thing with these, you got to think of, well, Kenny O'Brien and Richard Todd.
Yeah. So, you know, you know what's crazy too? When you think about the new uniforms, Rodgers got hurt in the new with the new logo.
Oh, you're right. You know, you're right. You're right about that.
He got hurt in the 80s logo uniforms.
You're right about. I'm gonna take a stab at it. I think they're due to open a game on the road, and I wouldn't be shocked because they haven't played in Miami early in the season in a very long time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked like if it's the first Monday night game. And it's just the Dolphins. It wouldn't shock me. Mm,
no, it wouldn't either. And you'll have flashbacks of A.J. Dewey and all that. Oh,
oh my God. Unbelievable. Ugh. But look forward to it. Look forward to the draft. And hopefully we'll talk after the draft.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Ira. It was great catching up with you. And it's great to see that the Jets are doing the right things. I know there's risks, but it's all that Douglas could do. And, you know, let's keep hoping that, because to me, I think the team is in a better position than it was last year at this time.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Without them even practicing once, Douglas made this a better team than how they finished last year. But, you know, they got to prove it.
Yeah. And there's still more work to be done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Ira, take care and enjoy the rest of your night. And we'll talk after the draft. All right.
Sounds good. You have a good night.
All right, Ira, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.